you like this episode, please subscribe, share with others, rate and review so we can continue to bring you great programming.
Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. I'm your host, Mickey Desai. Very happy today to be speaking with Andrea Young. Andrea is the CEO and founder of Donate Stock. How are you, Andrea?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad we could do this. Where in the country are you?
I am in Houston.
Okay. I've been talking to a number of people from Houston lately. I'm wondering if that's coincidence or what. But one of my favorite TV shows is grounded in Houston, or at least it used to be. I keep wanting to go out there to do like something of a pilgrimage, but I haven't done it yet.
What show is that?
It's a car show. It's called Texas Metal.
Okay, yeah.
There's this one guy who, and I'm not even a huge fan of everything that he does, but it just seems like it's a minimal drama show that has everything to do with showing off cars and car modifications in a positive light. And he's very good with his team members, and he's constantly praising and teaching people things. And it's just like I watched one episode in particular. I'm like, wow, they're just being really nice to each other, which I think is, you know, kind of rare in the world of working on cars and mechanic stuff and things like that. But
especially in this day and age, for sure, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a car geek. I admit it. I think most of the public knows that my other podcast is called The Thing About Cars. It's my hobby podcast. So I totally geek out on cars from time to time, but we are not here to talk about cars. We're here to talk about Donate Stock.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit more before we get into the company? Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, your background, and what led to you becoming the CEO and founder of Donate Stock?
Yes, I moved to Houston about 21 years ago to work for the Houston Rockets, and I ended up spending really about 20 years in the sports, gaming, hospitality, and entertainment space, but always direct to consumer. So I was very fortunate, worked with a great group of people, including someone who decided it would be a great idea to make me a CEO of one of our business units at the age of 27.
Wow.
So I've got a solid 15 years of CEO experience, and really always kind of as a corporate hired gun CEO for other people. I made the decision, probably 5 years ago that I wanted to transform from being just the corporate CEO to more of an entrepreneur and translate those skills into that space. And so have been involved in a lot of direct to consumer projects since that transformation started to happen. And this one's the most recent of those, and probably the one I'm most excited about and why I jumped in addition to being a co-founder into the CEO role.
Right. Very cool. So Donate Stock is sort of your baby. You conceived of it. You launched it.
Yeah. So my partner, a guy by the name of Steve Latham, really is the first person who brought the concept to me and talked to me about how antiquated and difficult the process of donating stock is or was at the time. And I really gravitated towards the message that this was something that shouldn't be really, you know, available to just a small few, but to everyone who wants to take advantage of it. So I love to grow teams. I love to help develop people. And to get in on under the ground floor with Steve has been a really exciting time. And, you know, it's a fun project. Well, particularly, and for me, really kind of as my career has moved into another chapter, one where I can feel like I'm actually doing some good for the community as well at the same time. So I like that.
Yeah, that's very cool. And if you're willing to come back for another episode of the Snapcast, I would love to talk to you about what it means to grow teams and to develop people. I think that's something the nonprofit sector should definitely be talking about, in addition to all the other things that we talk about on the show. But I keep derailing us from our given topic here of Donate Stock. So what is Donate Stock? I mean, I mean the name seems sort of self-explanatory, but please fill us in.
At Donate Stock, our mission is pretty simple. It's just to transform charitable giving by making stock gifting fast, safe, and free for all donors. And I really need to emphasize the word all. It was fascinating to me when I got involved with this project that, you know, less than 1% of investors have even donated stock. I think in 2018, something like, you know, 150,000 IRS tax returns showed that people had donated stock. And really, when you looked at that data further, it demonstrated that not only was it the top 1%, it's probably more like the top 10% of the 1% that was aware of the tax benefits of donating appreciated stock. And in addition to donors, we have a world of not-for-profits who simultaneously, you know, we're in the middle of the pandemic when we're having these discussions and getting started. And Giving Tuesday now tells us that, you know, in 2020, cash gifts were down close to, you know, something like 20%, but stocks were up 30%. And so, you know, here's an opportunity to educate, investors, and there's a lot more investors than we've seen before in the space. When you think about folks like Robinhood, you know, they had 500,000 people on their platform in 2015, they have over 22 million today. And we're not looking to just redistribute the pie for not-for-profits. We're looking to, you know, help them grow the pie. And we really feel like COVID shed light on, you know, how quickly you can get hurt in this industry. And what a great time to make sure you have a diversified strategy towards, you know, fundraising.
I have something of a devil's advocate question in the making, but first I want to ask you to explain how the process works. You know, obviously we're going to talk in a minute about why donating stock is a good idea, but if I'm a donor, if I'm a just an average Joe person with a modest portfolio of holdings, first of all, what's in it for me to give stock instead of cash? And how do I actually go about doing that through donate stock?
The advantages as a donor to donating stock is you avoid the capital gains tax liability, if, assuming you've held the stock for, you know, 12 months or more. And, you know, you've made the point in your question about somebody with a modest portfolio. We really want this to be, you know, giving should be easy. Let's make giving easier for people. It doesn't need to be a painful experience. And donors, you know, get to deduct the full value of the stocks on their tax returns, and the nonprofits receive the benefit of the larger pre-tax gifts. And so when we talk about, you know, people thinking I can only donate so much because that's what I have in my checking account, the modest profile you suggested in your question, they can actually look at their appreciated stock and say, wait, there's a whole nother bucket available to me. And this would be beneficial, you know, beneficial, and I can give more this way. So, you have more than one bucket.
So in other words, I can make a tax deductible gift with a smaller penalty on my side by donating the stock directly to a nonprofit than it would be if I sold a stock and took and got hit with capital gains, right?
That's right. And I think, you know, as there's been a lot of discussion around capital gains, you know, that's an issue today. But, you know, looking forward into 2022, you know, tax laws are always kind of up for debate and always changing. But obviously, that's something that's on the table to see possible increases. So, you know, timing wise, the time to be talking and thinking about this is now for sure.
For sure. Absolutely. So here we come to my devil's advocate question. We recently did a recording on the Snapcast, and I don't think it's published yet. I'll have to double check that, but about insider giving and the threat of insider giving and how insider giving is still sort of fraudulent and how do we avoid it? You know, the episode in question had something to do with penalties for nonprofits and why we need to be vigilant about that sort of thing. And, you know, the upshot of all that is that people are claiming a different value on their stock gifts to nonprofits than they're actually worth. And thereby, you know, bilking the system out of, you know, certain benefits that should be derived that way. How does donate stock help us avoid that?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, look, we are the only platform that allows donors to give appreciated stock to any qualified charity in the U.S. today. And so with that, you know, we're very sensitive to compliance. And one of the things that we learned early on in our, as we went to market was, a lot of not-for-profits couldn't even get their own, didn't have their own brokerage account set up. And if when they went to go try and set one up, it was actually very difficult for them to do so because typically not-for-profits will liquidate the stock immediately. And no broker really wants to have someone that's just selling. So even once you get an account open and jump through all these loopholes, you have to then, once you get jumped through all these loopholes, you know, they might charge you something kind of outrageous, like $10 to donate stock. So we actually set up another entity or affiliate entity called Donate Stock Charitable. So we have the ability to liquidate the stocks and, you know, verify that sort of information that you're kind of coming into question. We receive it and then turn around and the donors actually get a certificate, right? Their forms from us and not from Donate Stock Charitable, not us, but from Donate Stock Charitable, and making it thereby a lot easier for the not-for-profits and maybe, you know, even putting that question at kind of arm's length from them.
which leads me to my next question. How does the model work, right? How does the functional model work? Does a nonprofit have to get registered with you guys first? And are they essentially opening an account with Donate Stock first? Or how does that whole process come together?
It's really easy, actually. So I referenced earlier that we're the only platform where you can donate to any qualified charity in the United States. Really, if you're not already involved with us, you can just go online and claim your page. Mm. It will require you to, you know, submit a couple documents demonstrating that you're in good standing with the IRS, that you are indeed a legitimate 501c3, you know, with your EIN number. So it's super easy. It probably take, and from there you can probably set up your page and with original photos, logos, that kind of stuff within 10, 15 minutes. We have weekly webinars now that folks can join on how to set up their page. So it's really, really easy to claim your page. We're non-binding, non-exclusive. And when you sign, so kind of, you know, back to your question also on the model is when we liquidate the stock, or if you may use Donate Stock Charitable, but you may indeed have a brokerage account of your own and you can use that as well. So you get to choose. And so we typically take about a 3% fee, which is the equivalent or frankly, even less than credit card transactions.
Yeah, no kidding.
Where you, right. So it's really just a modest fee. So for us, you know, we do well when there's a lot of volume, obviously, and that's a win-win for everybody.
Yep. Very cool. So that's the way the model works. I'm a nonprofit. I go claim my page, and then you have a list of assets and things there that enable me to sort of drive people towards that. So I would, I as the nonprofit would be recruiting donors to visit that piece of web real estate and process stock donations that way. Is that, am I off base here?
Yeah, that's really, I mean, that's a good kind of segue. We really have a strong, which is something nobody else in this space is doing, I think a very strong toolkit, what I would call for not-for-profits to use. And I like telling kind of stories, but we have two pretty recent ones. We've seen Suwannee University in Tennessee, you know, jumps on, gets on our platform, uses all of our assets, and within 24 hours has a new stock donation. So they came out of the gate, have really invested it. We have other partners who, like, you know, a Habitat for Humanity local chapter, really great group to work with, but all they did was put the button on their website. They didn't include us on anything. And, you know, they've had more stock donations already in a couple of months than they had like in the previous 3 years.
That's amazing.
You know, it can work both ways. I think, you know, a lot, one of the other things that's been a learning for us is a lot of nonprofit employees and leaders are overworked, understaffed, and don't have time. So I think, you know, what we try to do is say, look, you know, the world's your oyster. You can go as big as you want. I think if you go big and use all the assets, right, you're going to have more success. Yep. But even if you don't, there's some really low hanging fruit. And something we've really seen recently is that we're pretty fired up about going into kind of Giving Tuesday and the fall giving, this kind of end of year giving season, is that something like 60% of our donors are coming from Google search, and they're maybe going there to give to somebody, right? I'm predetermined. I already know who I want to give to, but now they're coming back and giving to someone else. So back to one of the points I made earlier, it's not our goal just to slice the pie differently. We win when we grow the pie.
Absolutely. My next question is, I mean, we've touched on how a donor can benefit. We've touched on how the nonprofit benefits. We've touched on next steps for nonprofits. How do they get started? What are we forgetting to talk about here? What's the secret that you want to leave with? What's your parting shot for nonprofits? Let's ask that. Why should they do this as opposed? Why should they not ignore this possibility?
So I guess I would answer that with a question almost, which is, why wouldn't you? If no one ever donates stock to you, you know, you lost nothing. There was no cost to you. You may not even need to spend time on it. But that is oftentimes what we hear from people is, why wouldn't we do this? Right. It's not binding. And the upside's significant. If we do our job, and a big part of our job that, you know, I haven't talked about here is to really create a groundswell, I would say, of awareness around the stock gifting and the benefits of doing it. And, you know, I think the stock market, you know, obviously at all times highs makes this really a relevant and timely discussion. And I think the market, a lot of people think that the market's a little kind of out of whack, but I do believe personally, at least, that the market actually has continued room to grow. And there's a lot of still new money coming into the market. So, you know, this is not just a today or next month or 2022 thing. I think, you know, this is for the foreseeable future.
I think you're right. But, you know, even if the market is a little bit out of whack, the numbers are up and that's a perfect time to give stock.
That's right.
That's what I think people need to remember. We're coming up on holiday giving season. Is giving more relevant now than it is during the rest of the year? And why? Why do you think that might be?
Well, sure. We do know a lot more giving happens. I mean, there's a lot of research out there from the Giving Tuesdays and the Charity Navigators of the world to tell you that, you know, a lot of giving happens towards the year end. I think, you know, a lot of campaigns, not-for-profits have created over the years is to generate that awareness so that people can benefit from the benefits of donating stock, which deducting it from your tax returns, right?
Right.
So this time of year is obviously very busy for folk. And, you know, we think, like I was saying, I think, you know, stock donations, there's a bunch of tailwinds here to help us. There's the boomers, giving by boomers, which is something, you know, more than 40% of total giving is accelerating. I think a lot of folks think, hey, boomers aren't going to go online and do this, right? But we're seeing that they are. They're much smarter than, and frankly, even younger than maybe we give them credit, because we've tried to make it so easy. You don't need to log in. We've tried to make it incredibly safe. You don't have to log into your platform. So, you know, that's always a concern for folks. And I think the real rapid growth I described earlier in investing households among the kind of younger generations, that group of people is also socially conscious investors, and that's important to them. And so, you know, our hope is that they look to us when to learn more about the benefits of donating stock and to giving across the country, because there's a lot of good work being done by not-for-profits all over the place.
I confess, I have not done the deep dive into your website yet, but everything that I've looked at so far looks like it's painfully easy and very intuitive to use. And I look forward to getting further into it. So let me encourage my listeners to do that. Don't be afraid to check it out. Andrea, I really appreciate you taking the time to be my guest today. If a listener wanted to learn more about you and learn more about Donate Stock, how would you suggest they go about doing that?
Well, it's super easy. You hit donatestock.com.
That's it.
That's it.
Simple. Very cool. Excellent. Thank you. And again, I hope we can revisit someday and talk about other things related to leadership and team development. And again, in the meantime, thanks for being my guest today and wish you a good holiday season.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
This has been The Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.
Donate Stock is pleased to support the Nonprofit Snapcast. Put your stock into something that matters. To learn more about Donate Stock, please find us at donatestock.com.